Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Cobourg's newest police chief, Chris Leather, has given his first interview since being named to that position yesterday. Leather was the chief superintendent in Nova Scotia during the 2020 mass casualty incident, which left 23 people dead, including the perpetrator, while three others were injured. Leather provided misleading statements to the media in the total fatalities. He said there were 10, when RCMP knew at that time there were 17. Leather spoke to me today saying he hopes his past with the RCMP will not overshadow his work in Cobourg, adding that he has learned from and taken accountability for his statements.
I feel great. I'm honored. I'm looking forward to the position. Cobourg Police has a wonderful tradition of strong policing. Paul Vandergraaf has done an excellent job as the Chief of Police. Service is in good shape, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
Now, some of the priorities that you talked about, transparency and public trust, how do you go about building that?
Obviously, the chief has to be visible and accessible, and I think that's going to be paramount to my success of the service, which, again, the previous chief has demonstrated. Being seen in the community, being accessible to the community, participating, engaging with key stakeholders is all going to be critical, and these are things that I'm going to take on early in my tenure.
Now, part of your past was the RCMP in Nova Scotia and the inquiry there and the misinformation that led out of that, considering the casualties from 10 to 17. The commission had examined that. With that in the past, how do you legitimately say that you can build trust given what transpired during that inquiry?
Yeah, that was and is Canada's worst mass casualty event, as I'm sure you're aware. It was and remains a difficult event for the victims' families, the community, the members themselves who served and continue to serve in Nova Scotia. A lot has been done since then, as you're well aware, with the Mass Casualty Commission. A number of key recommendations came out of that inquiry. A number of those recommendations have been implemented. And I know that my colleagues in Nova Scotia, both in policing and the Department of Justice, have done a great deal to see those recommendations implemented, you know, specifically around partnerships, community response, support to the victims' families and our members. And I think that the RCMP and the broader policing community has come leaps and bounds since those tragic events.
Well, one thing I haven't heard about is your accountability. What have you learned, and how do you go about building trust if back then the trust wasn't there?
Well, I think the trust was there. The public, the government of the day, both federally and provincially, relied on me and the commanding officer to steer the organization through a very difficult time, the community through a very difficult time. As I say, there were not only the victims themselves, God bless them, but their families who suffered and continue to suffer. My accountability was at the inquiry and in the continued faith and trust of my leadership, both as the interim commanding officer after Lee Bergerman's departure, and then as I took on key roles with the RCMP, both at national headquarters and here in Ontario, since those tragic events.
Okay. So was this disclosed to the police board at the time? Was this part of the interview process that you said, I've learned this, or was this part of the background check?
Well, of course, I can't get into the details of the process itself, but I can assure you that it was part of the due diligence of the board. And yes, of course, it came up in discussion, because anyone can do a Google search and clearly see that. And it's been discussed.
So then, do you think, or do you believe, this may be a dark cloud that you have to overcome in Cobourg? Given the small town, people are going to understand. People are going to know what your background is.
I hope not. I mean, it's in my past. It's several years ago. The organization, myself, have done a lot since to understand response to mass casualty event. I dare say that is a, thankfully, an unprecedented mass casualty event, and have put into place a number of measures and steps that will, let's hope, never see anything like that repeated. And I also think there's been plenty of opportunity, both formally through the commission itself, the various investigative bodies, the media, of course, to assess, analyze, and dissect what took place. That has happened, and I want to be forward-looking, and I hope the community understands that, that we all learn from that experience. But we've also matured as a industry and learned from the tragedies of those few years ago in Nova Scotia.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.